This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Sarah Spain's going to hang out with me from 2 until 5.
Sarah Spain, she's Chicago's own for Blake Forest, correct?
Yes. Best known as an Emmy and Peabody award-winning sports journalist.
I'm the commish.
Okay,
got and it. And don't F with this is the main thing to take away.
This is the Dan Levitard Show.
Oh, she loves her dog. She is a big dog lover.
My dog was like puking for a day and a half. We finally took it in. And when she went into his butt to take the tennis ball out, when she took it out, it was just explosive diarrhea.
That happened to me too, you know what I mean? Diarrhea.
That's here it is, yeah. Big Friday night of drinking.
Brings back old memories.
Yes, my father.
Around the Horn is next.
Around the Horn.
My track team, we ran into Dennis Rodman at a bar on spring break in Newport Beach.
No.
And we went back to Rodman's house till about 4 in the morning. One of us got arrested for
you
public detox and had
Dennis
to go to jail.
Rodman when you... Oh, my goodness. In jail time?
So we all go to his house. He has his chef come over, make us fried chicken.
Jail time. You're a felon.
JT, baby.
Yeah.
JT. I know that.
Not me, thankfully. Not me.
What is this? This is the Secret Society of Women in Sports Media, Katie. We meet weekly.
We all decided it was time to bring you into the fold.
Congrats, Katie. You're in. What's next, burn ceremony?
What's a burn ceremony?
I have the bad tweets of the week. Let us read. Sarah Spain makes my ears bleed. Burn it.
It is our only goal in life as women in sports is to take this thing that men have loved and destroy it piece by piece.
Well, can I ask, like, how do we do it?
I talk about football. Never even played the game.
I was taken aback when I saw what Sarah Spain had to say. It made me pause for a minute, and then I said, you know what? She's right.
The official adventures of Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. Spiegs is off today. Alex is here, though. Tanny is here. And in Spiegel's place, it's Sarah Spain!
Whoop, whoop. That was a nice walk down memory lane. Wow, he went deep.
That's the thing about Chris Tannehill. He always makes sure that we bring people out. It's the one thing that I agree with Steve Harvey about. Steve Harvey talked about in the Kings of Comedy that his goal when he's bring the rest of the people out, you got to bring them out. And that's what Tanny does better than anybody in our business. So thank you for saying yes to the opportunity to come hang out with a few hours. Very nice of you, because I know that you're super busy.
I am busy, but it's going to be fun. I haven't gotten to gas bag for 3 hours on local radio for quite some time. I've been taking a break from the gas baggery in my podcast. It's a little less gas bagging.
Yeah, it's very well done and serious and important and all of that edited and all that good stuff. And you've also been writing a book.
Yeah, the book comes out on Tuesday, which is wild. I was talking about it the other day, and I'm like, I was basically like, you know how elephants, their gestation is like 2+ years? Mm-hmm. That's what the book baby was. It's like, it was in there for a long time, and you're writing by yourself for like several years. And then all of a sudden, it's like, all right, here it is. I hope it doesn't suck. Everyone read it. Everyone check it out, you know?
The name of the book is Runs in the Family. You should pre-order it. It comes out next Tuesday. Yep. That you can get the book. And the internet is sometimes wrong, so I want to make sure I got this right. You are going to be working with Russ and Sierra on the movie?
Yeah. So when I originally wrote the story that the book is based on a couple years ago for ESPN, it was an E60 and a long form feature story. And it went super viral. Reese Witherspoon, Bob Iger, all these people posting about it, writing about it. Denzel Washington and Jamie Foxx both went to their agents at CAA to talk about the movie. So then when the movie offers came in, we ended up going with this company, Macro, that's done a bunch of really high-profile films. Sorry to Bother You, Fences, Mudbound, all these. But Russ and Sierra's company that they have wanted to do it. And when they lost out, they said, can we still come on as executive producers? And I'm like, hell yeah. So yeah, me, Russ, Sierra,
kicking it.
Possibilities are unlimited.
I see what you did there, Mr. Unlimited. Here's what we got planned for you. Seth Wickersham is going to join us at 3 o'clock. We'll ask him if he heard what Caleb had to say, and if he didn't, Tanny will play for him what Caleb had to say yesterday about the book that he wrote. At 4 o'clock, Dan Wiederer is going to join us. At 5 o'clock, we're going to tag in Cassie Carlson because Sarah's got things to do.
Bring in the closer.
And Cassie is going to give us like an extended Bears report because she's been up at Hallis Hall the last couple of days. You are a huge Cub fan. It's huge. And I want to get into your Cubs fandom in the next segment, but what's it like watching this team this season be this good?
It's so fun. You know, the questions are there about can the pitching keep up with the offense and everything, but you know, chicks dig the long ball. Everybody loves offense. A team that you know in the sixth inning, if they're down, it's possible and actually likely that they're still going to tack on four or five more runs in the late innings, that they're never out of it, that they're doing it in such a thrilling way, that they have characters and players that you attach to, whether that's, you know, PCA or Tucker or Saya, you know, it's a blast. And especially at a time when our teams are really letting us down across the board, to have, especially in a spring where it's not spring yet, it's still mostly winter, to have this thing that brings us joy every day and I turn it on and I'm ready to be excited about what I'm watching. Like, we need this right now.
I got to tell you, I was not expecting the text that you sent the group last night to make me as sad as it did. But your take on Chicago sports right now and all the places that we might go run for joy, even with Chicago sports, have kind of let us down.
Well, so my job now every single day is making my daily podcast Good Game with Sarah Spain on iHeart. And it's the only daily women's sports show of any kind anywhere, website, radio, podcast, television, anything. So we're like devoted to giving people all the information that they need and want about all the women's sports going on, which is a ton. And across the landscape, it is blowing up. It is joyful. Teams are undefeated and crushing it and winning. And here in Chicago, where I'm trying to spread the gospel, we suck. And I'm like, just a couple of years ago, if you went to a Chicago then Red Stars game, you could see one of the greatest players in the world, Sam Kerr, scoring goals and then doing backflips on the field. And not very many people were there for that, right? You could see Candace Parker and Courtney Vandersloot and all these players winning a title. Kalia Copper winning a title with like Chance the Rapper on the, you know, front, you know, baseline dancing, you know, swag surfing while everybody's cheering. But it was still, you know, we were still convincing people. And now most people are convinced and they want to talk WNBA and they're looking at $250 million valuations for NWSL teams and everything's blowing up. And our Chicago color neutral stars suck. And our sky are off to a terrible start. So I'm like, no, come watch. It's great. Except for us. Not us. Ah!
I keep telling people that Courtney Vandersloot, if your child wants to play point guard, show videos of Courtney Vandersloot. Like, she's a perfect point guard. But unfortunately, there are not a lot of scorers on the sky.
Yeah, a perfect point guard that feeds the ball to people inside that can't finish.
It's a problem. So there you have the Cubs kind of helping everyone out.
You're our only hope.
They're clearly the only hope. And to see them at this point, and I know that there are people who are like, well, they only beat the Rockies. Like, yeah, but let's talk about what their April schedule was.
Right.
It was a murderer's row. And they did fine. They were, what, four over after they got to, when they got right to May? And they're continuing winning. They got through the gauntlet.
Yeah.
So, yes, the bum slaying is totally fine
champagne
for them.
Champagne problems when we're like, yeah, it was a sweep. But it was a weak sweep. Like, yeah, it was. We should have beat those butts. But we still won all the games. And especially after the record that they put up in the beginning of the season when they were playing all above 500 teams.
Mm-hmm.
When they get to here, if they lose a little bit of focus against a historically bad team and limp their way to three wins, we'll take it.
Right. And the reaction that we would have had they dropped two of three, right, it would have been epic.
Yeah.
People would have been very upset and be like, this team's not that good. I love Craig Counsell. He's on our show regularly. He, to me, has pushed all the right buttons, and it's fun to see. Like, I feel like, and you can tell me if you feel similarly, I feel like he needed a year to get under the hood here. And he needed to go, okay, this is how it works. This is what our payroll is going to be. This is how they like things. And now that I think that he kind of got his way in some of the things that they wanted to do, I feel like we're seeing a better product with the Cubs overall.
Yeah, I mean, I think anytime you're changing styles and leadership, it takes a little bit of time, unless your roster is just a murderer's row that can operate independently. And I think, obviously, we love David Ross as a human and as a manager and as a person, and he did a fine job during a sort of intermittent time. But bringing Counsell in and then spending to get the couple guys they needed and getting guys healthy, he's making it work.
This texter says, hearing Sarah on the score is like seeing Eric Bischoff on Raw. A wrestling reference. You are correct. I joked, where were we at? Was it the green tie ball? You and I took a picture together of the green tie ball, and I was like, yeah, on like Earth 616, this has been the afternoon show for 5 years. In an alternate universe, yeah, this has been the show. So Sarah is going to hang out here with us. We need to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk more about the Cubs, and I want to get more specific with you and the Cubs and your relationship with the Cubs, especially today, all right? There's a reason why today is special as it pertains to Sarah and her Cubs fandom. We will share that with you next. It's Spiegel at Home, Sarah Spain sitting in for Spiegs here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
Zobrist to right. Borges back. Into the basket, a home run. A three-run shot for Zobrist.
You win a car. You win a car. You win a car.
5-0.
Roy Hobbs has done it again. 444, the batting average during its 14-game hit streak prior to that swing of the bat. Oh, my goodness, is this guy on fire.
Outstanding, Tanny. That highlight is from 9 years ago today. And you're probably in your car or sitting in your office or maybe on your deck today and going, what the hell are they doing on the Spiegel and Holmes show? And who's that with Lawrence? Well, it's Sarah Spain. She's here. And why might that date be significant?
That is my wedding day. That is my wedding day. So I was not watching the Cubs on that day, but this is my 9th wedding anniversary. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Impressive to want to hang out with anyone for that long. But not only have we hung out for 9 years, but we dated a long time before we got married. So it's actually June of 2009
okay.
that my husband and I went on our first non-date to a Cubs game. So I had met him at a Blackhawks charity event, the Brent Seabrook Ice Bowl. And I had just moved back from L.A. I had lived in L.A. right after I came here for a couple months after college, then lived in L.A. for 6 years and came back. And I had heard of The Heckler, which is my husband's old newspaper and website.
Heckler Brad.
Yeah, the satirical sports website about Chicago sports. And he had seen a couple of my things for my new job at the time, which was Mouthpiece Sports, which was a new website on Chicago sports. And so he introduced himself to me at Brent Seabrook's event, and we became sort of like Facebook friends, but that was it. And then around June of the next year, he asked if I wanted to go to a Cubs game and talk about maybe doing some writing for The Heckler. So this was ostensibly like a work thing. It was a Friday afternoon. I was poor. I wanted to go to the game. This guy was going to take me for free, and he seemed cool. We could talk about The Heckler. So I told my boss, what if I went to Wrigley today and I did a little video segment quizzing Cardinals and Cubs fans about their team, but all the Cubs questions will be really easy, like who's the current manager, and all the Cardinals questions will be like, in 1973, this second baseman. And then at the end, I'll be like, well, that's it, folks. Cubs fans know way more about their team than the Cardinals. Like, that's the bit. So I get off work so I can go to Wrigleyville. I film the video. This guy, Other Brad, who was a friend of mine, came and played cameraman for me because our cameraman was out. And so Brad always calls it a chaperone that we had for our first date. But we go to the game, and not only are we caught on television during an absolute beatdown at the hands of the Cardinals, like the Cubs are getting rolled. It's 8,000 degrees. I'm talking to Brad about something about pants, and I'm making the gesture with my fingers where my thumb and my second finger are 3 or 4 inches apart. So it looks like I'm talking about somebody's size. Brad looks like he wants to be anywhere but there. His hat's like half off his head. We're sweating. I'm talking about whatever these fingers are saying. And he gets a text. What the hell is that girl talking about? I get a message. Why is that guy wearing green? It's not St. Patrick's Day because he had a bright green t-shirt on. And then I get a message from my boss enjoying the game, Ferris.
Oh, so you were supposed to be working.
And I was like, yeah, remember I had the video? And he's like, and I expected you would come back to the office after the video. And I was like, oh, I just figured because I was already here.
I just stick around.
And also did not think I would be on television. And then it was random. We were leaving the game to go to a bar, and we passed by people wearing all the Ferris Bueller jerseys. Cameron, Sloan, Bueller, and one other one. And I was like, well, that's so weird. I just got the Ferris text. But yeah, that was technically our first non-date that was for work. But we hit it off, and we've been together ever since. So it's like, what, 16 years?
Brad, does this story make sense to you? Are there any lies in it?
What?
It all checks out.
Oh, hello, honey. Hi.
Hi, how are you? It all checks out.
I just wanted to make sure that we were cool, because I get it. Like, your wife's doing the show. It's you guys' anniversary.
I'm turning so red. I can't believe you called them.
I wanted to give him the heads up because I knew that we were going to talk about this. And, you know, Brad's been my guy for forever. So yeah,
Brad's everybody's guy.
He's a good man and thorough. So
I also enjoy that after 16 years, I can still make my wife blush.
Aw, look at that. This is how he got her.
9 years married.
This is just what the sports loving people of Chicago needed today.
This is great. We can postpone our next therapy session.
So there's nothing else that you could add to that story, Brad? It was pretty accurate all the way around?
I was pretty miserable at the end of that game in the bleachers, and it was blazing hot. The Cubs were losing like 8-3 to the Cardinals. I mean, it was 2009. There was nothing noteworthy about that team. But at one point I was kind of like, this, you know, it seems like this girl might be digging me a little bit. She talks a lot, but she might be digging me. And then the rest is history.
I literally just gave him the yapping motion with my hand. I'm like, I know exactly what he's going to say. It's like, God, this girl talks a lot. And I haven't stopped since.
When you guys, because you're both crazy Cub fans, when you guys watch games, can you watch games together now or no?
Oh, well, Brad, why don't you tell them about the first Bears game we watched and how you tricked me?
Oh, yeah, that's a good transition, I suppose. So I grew up in Wisconsin and was a huge Packers fan, but I kind of outgrew that, being now in Chicago, you know, longer than I was living in Wisconsin. So I wouldn't say I'm a Bears fan, but even back then I was kind of like, yeah, I don't really care about the Packers. And then our first, like, the first regular season game that we started dating was, I think it was Cutler's debut, and he threw,
it
like,
was.
Five interceptions or something, and that was, like, Randall Cobb ran a kickoff back or something, and, like, the Packers blew him out. And I was kind of excited, and I was like, oh, maybe I still am a Packers fan more than a Bears fan. I was mixed, you know? And she felt like she got duped.
I did. He was laughing. He was like laughing at how terrible Cutler's debut was.
In retrospect, a poor Cutler performance was schadenfreude, you know, to the nth degree.
Fair. Well, there's definitely some truth to that. And I'm sure I was there covering that game. And it was not great. I also, can I dispel a rumor unless you want the rumor to persist?
Please dispel it.
Brad, do you have $1 billion?
I thought you were going to ask if what she was the motion she was giving with her fingers in the bleachers was accurate on several levels. No, as I tell everyone, I'm a billionaire on the internet, not an internet billionaire and not a real life billionaire, but I'm a billionaire on the internet.
I don't know, like, how did we go from heckler Brad to billionaire Brad? Do you guys even
know?
I would
like to know that as well. It's all clickbait stuff. Like when people Google Sarah's name, you know, if you go type Sarah Spain, like the words they'll suggest for you are like mostly, you know, either like gross or nosy, right? And the nosy ones is like Sarah Spain boyfriend, Sarah Spain husband. So there's these clickbait websites that have popped up, and when you read them, they were probably written by like AI or something, but.
Or back in the day, like a Russian bot, potentially, like a Russian farm site that's trying to get clicks, and then they don't read things right.
Belarus.
We think that at one point it was like misreading that Brad owned At Properties where he used to work, or that the entire revenue of At Properties nationally for a year was his rep, or something like that. But the thing that was, it was funny at first, but then. There were a couple like real outlets that like when I re-signed with ESPN were like, Sarah Spain re-ups for 3 years with ESPN, but she doesn't need that because she's married to a billionaire. Or like when I became part of the ownership for the Red Stars, certain people who shall not be named because they don't deserve to be named, but they're basically like they spend their entire life antagonizing other people because they can't create their own content or have a life, was like, oh, I didn't realize that she was married to a billionaire, but that explains all this. And I'm like, I work hard and I earn this and I do cool things, and then everyone's like, oh well, her billion, it's like the patriarchy at work again.
Yeah,
but also like we wouldn't work so hard if Brad was a billionaire. Would I be, no offense Lawrence,
I got you,
I love you, I would not be here if I was a billionaire.
I got you. Neither would I. It's true. And if he were a billionaire, like all this time that he and I hang out, I'm like, can I hold 100
Pick
grand?
Pick up the bill, man.
Right. That's all I would ask. Right.
Well, and also, like, he does so much good stuff around the city.
He does.
For, like, the Syrian refugee community and Venezuelan immigrants. And he was doing this stuff for the Syrian Refugee Network. And they asked him to join the board. And he was like, oh, no. I think they think I'm a billionaire.
That was the earlier group. It wasn't the one. Yes. But, yeah, I got, like, a pitch meeting from a different group. And, they I felt so sad for them. They thought I was going to change their lives. And I'm like, you know, I can like hang out for a couple hours every Tuesday. Is that cool? I wasn't writing checks.
You were like, I'm going to carry these boxes and help do some other stuff.
Some kids.
Right. But
is that cool?
I can't pay for everything. Well, Brad, congratulations on 9 years of marriage and a lot longer. It's really great. It's
9 years all in a row.
You're a good man and thorough, and it's appreciated. And thanks for checking in, man.
Oh, I appreciate you too. This has been an amazing love fest.
Isn't that what sports radio should be bit more of? It's a good thing.
I have a surprise for Brad later. He does not know what, but I'm taking us out to do something we've never done to keep it fresh and new on number 9.
Okay.
That's why I have to leave an hour early, because we have plans with other friends that don't involve keys or anything. But
we are
involving another couple in our anniversary.
I would love to just really quick give Brad a shout out, because he unlocked something for me. When we were at your party at your house, and you were like, hey, do you not like dogs? And I'm like, I don't think so. And then Brad was like, well, maybe it's because of where Lawrence grew up and that dogs were for protection. And I was like, oh my God, like that's it. And ever since that moment, I am now like dog guy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so happy for you.
I am too. Shout out to Brad for that. He's a good man, even though he doesn't have $1 billion. We need to take a break. When we come back, Seth Wickersham is going to join us. We'll talk about his new book and his reaction to Caleb Williams' reaction. Next, here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.